We're going to go to the Hall of Capita Sand Hotline. Dan Kangarski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, it looks like the Penguins have sort of righted the ship after a couple of bad games.
Absolutely. Look, and this was the thing that I think even Pittsburgh Hockey Now is trying to calm folks down a little bit this week. After a five-game winning streak and having points in, I think it was 12 of 14 games or 11 of 14 games, whatever it was, there was bound to be a little slippage. You just can't play 3-4 weeks at maximum effort, maximum output. And the Penguins are bound to have a little dip. They had it in those two games, and yet they still managed to score 9 goals in those two losses before they rebounded to beat New York last night and beat New Jersey again tonight. They're doing the little things. They took that breath, Paul. They realized they were getting away from their game and trying to outscore teams rather than play good hockey and get goals as a result. They were trying to, you know, just play offense. Once they corrected that little mindset, everything else sort of fell into place. And, you know, what do they have? 19 goals here in the last 4 games. They've scored at least 4 goals in the last 4 games as well. So doing it without Evgeny Malkin, without Kasperi Kapanen, and the very underrated around the league anyway, Brandon Tanev, it's impressive what the Penguins are doing.
Well, no, there's no question. And I mean, you know, especially even though they traded away a couple of their best players, Dan, I mean, New Jersey's been a thorn in their side, and you know what? New Jersey's still a pretty tough team to score against, and the Penguins didn't seem to have any problems tonight.
Boy, yeah, that was quite an interesting game in that regard, considering how well the goaltenders played, both Casey DeSmith and Mackenzie Blackwood. I would have, you know, in fact, I'm giving both of them an A in the report card, and yet it was a 6-4 hockey game. Both teams, I thought, gave up a little too many chances. New Jersey got their chances by getting Miles Wood to the net, getting pucks near the cage. Mike Matheson and Cody Ceci didn't have such a great night, especially. That defensive pairing, rather, was victimized by the New Jersey top line with Jack Hughes, not only for a goal, but for, I think, 12 or 13 scoring chances as well. So there was that. Look, you hate to say it for Penguins fans, but New Jersey is going to arrive a lot sooner than later. New Jersey fans can sit tight. They're not going to make the playoffs this year, but next year they're going to be a little bit of a force to be reckoned with. A little bit of tweaks in the offseason, maybe a couple little adds, and that is a very solid team that plays very good hockey with a lot of young talent.
Well, you know, I think the thing about it is, Dan, now they've got, you know, a situation where they've got 7 more games against Buffalo, the Flyers, and New Jersey in a row. This is kind of the time now where they can take advantage of their schedule and try and make some move upward in the division, right?
Yeah, I'm not even sure that's important. Quite frankly, I think the Penguins have to make sure they don't play Boston. it really is kind of funny. I was talking with a former head of NHL PR for a team today. The East Division is quite unique. The Penguins have trouble with Boston. Boston has trouble with New York and Washington, whereas the Penguins can beat New York and Washington. So you've got this weird situation where the matchups are really going to determine not only who gets to the second round, but also who wins the East Division in the playoffs. So if the Penguins finish in third, they'll get Washington or New York, the home ice advantage figures to be muted, literally and figuratively, this year. So there's not a great benefit to finishing second compared to third. But they just don't want to finish maybe first, where they get the Bruins. And, you know, we've seen the trouble the Penguins have with the physicality of the big bad Bruins. Malkin, Tanev, and Bluger were all hurt against Boston, and I don't necessarily think they match up well because of that physicality. I think the Penguins' speed is a much greater match with the Islanders, with Washington, whom they've made look slow, quite frankly. So that's, I think, the Penguins' path to the Final Four is to maybe finish second or third ahead of Boston.
Well, we've seen the Islanders make their move in terms of trying to get some more scoring via trade. Do you think that Boston and Washington will make some moves?
Boston has been trying like hell since the offseason for a big trade. They're essentially out of time at this point. They would love to go get, Vince Dunn or Mike Hoffman out of St. Louis. They tried for Kyle Palmieri out of, obviously, New Jersey. They've tried for a lot of these bigger names in Boston. But for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked. Washington has no salary cap space, and they're kind of in a similar situation with the Penguins, wherein they're not going to sell their future because they realize their core is also reaching their mid-30s. And the Islanders made their big move with Kyle Palmieri and Travis Zajac. I'm curious to see how it works for the Islanders because they kind of did a very Jerome Iginla-type trade in getting Palmieri, who is a right winger, but they're going to have somebody play the top line left wing. I don't know if they're going to give Palmieri a long look there, if they're going to move J.G. Pageau there or what they're going to do with the Islanders. But they've got a lot of talent on Long Island. They don't necessarily have a lot of players who fit their natural role there. So we're going to see how that shakes out over the next month as well. But as I say all of this, you look at what the Penguins have done over the last 6 weeks or so, and against whom the Penguins have done it, and the Penguins are not a pretender at this point. The Penguins have to be considered an honest-to-goodness contender, maybe not for the Stanley Cup. Maybe they're a second-tier cup team behind Tampa Bay and maybe Toronto, but boy, the Penguins just look solid when they dial into their game.
Dan, great stuff, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us, as always, and I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Did I filibuster well enough for you?
Yeah, hopefully, yes, you did.
Thanks,
did well.
Paul.
You did well, young man. He's Dan Kagurski. Pittsburgh Hockey Now is where you can find him.